Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's has a master's degree in finance and counseling. She is an investment advisor. She is the author of Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, and also How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. I love that. Also, and another number of other books, and she's one of our financial experts. She's our good friend, Barbara Friedberg. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So I was talking to the audience about your topic today. I was reminding them about years ago, we would get a way back in the day, we would get these plates, these templates for different programs, like business planning and different things, and they would just sell us these templates that we would use. And then somebody came up with the idea of putting some kind of dimension to those templates and come up with, they called them wizards. So you go through the, and the wizard would tell you how to fill out the forms and how to develop your financial state, your financial projections and things like that. Business Plan Pro was like that, had a wizard on it. And so we've all had that progression of, we've seen that progression of technology helping us to make better decisions and use technological tools and applications. But now the next level of that is something that's called a robo, right? A robo advisor. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. A robo advisor is like a financial advisor, only smarter and cheaper. So you
and without the attitude or judgment, right?
Exactly. So you sign up for Betterment or Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. They ask you a couple of questions, give you an investment portfolio, and they manage it for you. The computers manage it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just in line with your risk tolerance and your goals. It's great. And it's cheap. In fact, Schwab Intelligent Portfolios is free.
Really? Huh.
Yes.
So is it algorithms, artificial intelligence? What is it?
They are algorithms, and now the concept has gotten so popular that there are many add-ons for some of the different robo-advisors. In fact, as we've discussed before, I have a website totally devoted to these investment managers
called Robo Advisor Pros.
Right,
you've been telling us about this for a long time, but they're getting better now, aren't they?
They are. There's something new that Schwab launched just a couple of months ago, and instead, some of them charge a fee for assets under management, like 0.25% of the total money that they manage for you, which is certainly cheaper than the 1% that most financial advisors charge.
So that works out Schwab to be about 4% a year, though, right?
No, it's less than that, because the funds only charge usually under, 0.1%.
Okay.
So usually it works out to be 0.35%. So
okay.
It's really, most of the robo-advisors are very reasonable. But
okay.
Schwab said, hey, I'm going to make it even better for you. And so they launched a subscription model.
And so they ask you what you're like a wizard would. See, that's what wizards did. They would ask you questions, and you'd answer a question. It would send you the right form. And ask you a question, what's your age, what's your risk tolerance, when do you plan to retire, blah, 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 that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. That's how they choose the portfolio for you, so that it makes sense for your particular situation and when you're going to need the money.
Mm-hmm.
But Schwab said, I'm not going to charge you a percent of assets under management. I'm going to charge everyone $30 a month.
Uh-huh.
And actually, with their robo-advisor, you get financial planning with a human as well as the algorithm.
And I know you think that $30 a month, depending on how much you have in there, could be expensive. But if you include the education you're getting from it, it's really kind of a good deal, isn't it?
It is. It is a fabulous deal. And look, they have a investment minimum of $25,000, which I know for some people is a lot, but as you get older, that's a, you know, a pretty fair
amount. But a lot of people have an IRA that's, you know, it doesn't take that long to build that much of it in an IRA.
Absolutely. And Schwab Intelligent Portfolios will manage that IRA for you. And the fee of $30 a month is really, you know, quite affordable.
I'd mark it off to education. Hold on to that thought. Barbara, we're going to come back, folks, and talk about some more about the robo-advisors and whether it's right for you. And there's some others, not just Schwab's, that she'll tell us about. After the break, 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame. Barbara Friedberg is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.